some of this covers ground I believe you covered. glad to be here. I have no financial relationships to report. Although SCHIP got folded into Medicaid now, so this slide is now obsolete, at least in California. I'm going to cover 8 learning objectives. I'll deal with these at the end. I'm kind of going to zip through since there are several of us and little time. For the most part, the findings are concentrated in 2 or 3 slides in the middle, and so I'll just cover verbally rather than read every word on the slides. In California, a large percent of the live births are in Medicaid and are covered in health plans like the one that I work for. LA Care is about 1/5, this is as of 2009, at the start of the period that I'll be comparing in the briefing. This is the kind of the baseline. We've grown since Medicaid expansion, so the numbers will have changed. This is how we've been for a number of years. We're about 1/5 of all Medicaid managed care in California. We're about 1 of every 50 Medicaid managed care patients in the country are in our health plan. We cover a number of different language groups. We have a diverse county. The CAHPS survey is the Concern Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems. It's a standardized survey developed by ARC, and it's used by most health plans in the country. It's done annually, usually for accreditation purposes or in response to regulatory requirements in some states. The instrument is nationally standardized, validated, so the sociometrics are pretty stable. It's a handy instrument for comparing health plans and performance. And in this case, I'm comparing children with special health care needs, which throughout I'm going to be calling CCC. In the CAHPS world, that's children with chronic conditions. It's very similar in terms of the definition. So I'll kind of stick with the lingo I'm used to. I'm a statistician, not a clinician, but we will manage. The survey is conducted two-wave, mail, phone, usually in the spring of each year. These are the definitions used for defining CCC, and it's virtually the same as children with special health care needs. The domains of service mentioned on CAHPS, so this will look familiar to what Nancy covered. I'm not sure what instrument, if theirs is part of the CAHPS family, or certainly the domains sounded similar. We have 4 ratings: health plan, healthcare received, rating of doctor, and specialist seen most often. And the composites are created from multiple questions on the survey. They deal with the domains of care, like getting needed care, which is authorizations, getting care quickly, which is speed of access, provider communication, health plan customer service, shared decision making with the patient, health promotion, education, coordination of care. Some of these are scored for accreditation by NCQA for health plan accreditation, so the latter two will drop off of the slides that I'm using. Within our population in a given year, this is in 2013, about 15% of the children were CCC, or children with special health care needs. In the analysis herein, I'm pooling across multiple years to get sufficient sample sizes to analyze. The first finding slide would be on ratings. This attempts to do 2 things. In order to determine if children with special health care needs are getting similar services, to look at disparities, I use comparison. So I compare against the adult population and then compare against children without special health care needs. And so this slide does both. The issue here is that LA Care was originally created to serve moms and kids, TANF. And so there was always the concern, are the children with multiple conditions getting well served? Lately, in recent years, as with the turbulent changes in reform and healthcare, adults are being transitioned into the managed care world. For example, for cost-cutting reasons, an 1115 waiver with CMS pushed dual eligibles from those who are older patients or disabled patients, which tend to be 9 out of 10 tend to be adults, into managed care plans. So suddenly, we have a provider network that was set up to serve moms and kids. And so suddenly we're needing gerontologists, we're seeing disabled adults. So the question is, in the competition for resources, given that doctors can't instantly be created, or nurses or facilities don't come into being instantaneously, Is anyone being crowded out? So we track, use CAPS to track the population, see how are they faring. In this slide, the adults tend to be more negative. Now, whether that means they're getting poorer service is unclear. There are several things that may be happening. Principal-agent problem, for example. A parent taking a child to the doctor is presumably cares about that child, obviously, but is not the person receiving the service, so maybe rating the service differently. So I'm while I'm interested in the findings, it's fair to take them with a caveat that they may be rating slightly different, on slightly different scale, the quality of the services. But our tendency over the years has been for adults to rate the services a little worse than the parents of children did rate the services. For CAPS, it's the parent rating the quality of the services for anyone below 18 is considered a child for purposes of this survey. And for the adults, they're rating the services they receive themselves. In this case, the number of the adults are the moms of the children in the child section of the survey. So they're rating the care they receive for themselves. And households are deduplicated, so no household is giving the survey twice. The adults fared worse, according to these ratings. So at least there's no warning sign here that the children with special health care needs are suffering due to the inclusion of adults in the latter years of the time period that we're tracking here. And a subsequent slide will deal with trending to see if the period of change, if anything happened to the children as a result of the adults being pushed into the network. The first two columns compare children without special conditions and children with special conditions. So the lower scores, let me say that differently. Children without special health care needs tended to have higher ratings of the quality of services received from the health plan, from health care in general, the personal doctor, and so forth. They were significantly higher than the children with special health care needs. So that's a little bit of a warning sign, but it's not surprising given the statistics that Nancy reported. So that's plausible that the children with more conditions are not getting exactly what they need. But the curiosity there is that when we move down to the process measures, the composites, they didn't do as poorly. And in fact, we're in one case, getting care quickly, were significantly higher than the children without special health care needs. So it's a mixed case when we get down to the process measures. So I'll hold that thought for a moment for the summary. As to why that might be, one thing we've noticed when we survey adults and children with disabilities is that when a person's disabled, the family, that tends to become part of the business of the family, and they seem to learn to navigate the system a little better, and therefore seem as satisfiable as the regular patients because they're navigating better and they're getting to the services. In this case, I would interpret this slide as saying that there is something lacking or something to be improved in terms of the quality of the service received that they're rating the doctors and the health plan and so forth. But in terms of process, provider communication and so forth, there aren't disparities. So that might be the fact that they're navigating better than the average patient because they have more need and they're becoming more expert in the system and tending to hold on to their coverage. Because of the nature of the disability, they will tend to be qualified by that, and therefore the coverage will last, and therefore they'll gain experience in using the system. This is, for trend analysis, I looked at the first part of the time series that I had, 2006 to 2010. The recession started around 2009. At this point, it would have been kicking in, and we'd start seeing people go on to the Medicaid rolls who hadn't before. And 2011, 2014, there were other changes happening. I mentioned that the mainstreaming of, the pushing of dual eligible and disabled adults onto managed care roles. And so there would be competition for the same sets of providers, same sets of resources. So I kind of expected to see more of a decline, more negatives in this. and I'm actually seeing more positive movement over time. We seem to have improved in the rating of care. And children with chronic conditions, or CHSCN children in particular, didn't show dramatic declines as a result of these turbulent changes in the healthcare market. So that surprised me. The health plan customer service, I can't explain. I have to go congratulate the person responsible for the call center. So apparently they improved dramatically in the eyes of the patients. Now, another facet of this problem, since I'm not seeing a dramatic result in trending, the trend is headed positively, so there's not a warning sign there. We delegate to a number of other entities. LA County is incredibly complex. They have about 28,000 active providers. How do you contract with 28,000 people? Well, you rent the provider network of existing companies. So part of how we formed, we got plan partners. One or two major commercial firms, part of the old county system we contract with. There's a staff model health plan. It's viewed generally as commercial, but they're also a nonprofit. They do extremely well with our patients, but they're capped enrollment, so we can't. Otherwise, we'd love to push more patients to them because they serve them very well. But for the mid-range, our Medicaid plan, health plan partner is doing a little worse with CCC children. The large commercial health plan is doing a little worse with CCC children than the regular non-CCC children get in terms of services. So in our own direct, we directly contract with some providers, and that's a growing part of our business is done in-house. And it shows about the same pattern, not quite as dire. It wasn't as statistically significant difference, but children with special health care needs tended to fare a little worse with our direct line than with the staff model health plan that we partner with. So there are differences in terms of who we partner with in order to be able to reach a network in a very large county. We need these partners, but we also have to monitor them using tools like CAPS. Sounds like I need to move along to make sure we're on time. This was analysis just with a nod toward the theme of the conference. I did analysis by geographic region. In general, they didn't show too much, but it did flag one area, San Fernando Valley, which was a surprise. Normally we track Compton-Inglewood, which is the inner city. That would be the place I'd expect to see problems, but in this case it was the north part of the county that has a particular concern with children with special health care needs. So that's something I want to look into and was kind of curious to see. In general, we're moms and kids, we're Hispanic population. Part of that adult column was garbled in the race ethnicity portion of it. I will correct that for the version that I post permanently. Demographically, kind of the final wrap-up point on this is how do we use these findings to do something to improve on areas where our scores were low? The CAPS instrument is available through most health plans. We can add questions to it. We can add variables to it to drill down. For instance, I want to find out what's going on in our region too. How would I drill down? I add data for the survey form. We're not allowed to see who answered the survey, but we can add variables and have them analyzed on our behalf. So these are options we have. The health plan is made up of different units, so each part of the questionnaire kind of gets farmed out to a process owner. So there's a process for handling the results once I identify something. The provider network operations group would be the one to look out for the region 2 problem that I want to investigate. Basic recap, large urban networks. In general, we were originally designed to serve moms and kids, and the current environment, it's rapidly changing who we have to contract with to be able to serve all of our patients, including the adults. But in the transition, the survey instrument provides a way to track populations that are vulnerable, such as children with special health care needs. Quality of scores. The adults fared worse, oddly enough, and the children with special health care needs, it was a mixed finding, mixed results. So it wasn't all happy news, but it wasn't terrible news from the survey in terms of how the children with special needs are faring. And geographically, I mentioned the geographical region that I wanted to track, and assessing differences in health plans. Clearly, we'd want to partner more with the plan that's doing a better job, or at least mimic what they're doing. They have one-stop shopping for services, which would probably help with people using services intensively, that they can go one spot and get multiple tests done. And finally, CAHPS has a subset called CCC section of CAHPS, which has special questions built in that are useful for children with special healthcare needs. So there's an instrument designed particularly for this population. And then the implications are that as states try things to cut costs, we need instruments like this to be able to tell what's happening to our existing population, including children with special healthcare needs. Appreciate your time.